Just need to clip through the back, keep it rolling.
Are we good? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you, everybody. Appreciate everyone being patient as far as technology and traffic and all that stuff. But we will go ahead and get started. For the record, then, this is a meeting of the North Davis Fire District Board of Trustees, Thursday, May 18th, 2023. We will go ahead and get underway. In attendance this evening, we have Vern Phipps, Scott Wiggle, myself, Nika Peterson, Nancy Smalling. Joining us digit or online, we have Annette Judd and Mayor Madsen. Excuse this evening, our mayors Shepherd and Vincent. We also have with us North Davis Fire District staff, Chief Beecraft, Chief Williams, Missy Rogers, Jamie as well. Jamie, I apologize, I cannot remember your last name off the top of my head. We appreciate you being here. And then, welcome.
Christine Guest.
Yep, right there. Okay, we'll go ahead and just jump right into the work session then. Turn it over to the chief, so we'll get it in, and as y'all know, we're geared up to pass our tentative budget, so we'll go our last round of reviews on that, budget amendment, discussions on that, and then get into the fire code.
Okay, so just real quickly, the tentative budget, as of our last board session, has not changed. Projections, there's been a couple small tweaks, but nothing major, no changes. And a couple of the board members that are here, well, I can say Mayor Vincent, I ran it by him. I knew he wasn't going to be here today. Advised him of that as well. He was familiar with that. I could go through it in detail, but we've hammered out all the numbers, and basically this page here, you know, this is our budget detail sheet, has not changed since what the board's been previewed the last 2 months now. So right now we're showing a return of 73,000 with putting 362,000 into the CIP fund for fiscal 2024. And as far as revenues, we're still, we'll get to it in the meeting, but our revenue projections this year are moving along just fine as we did before. So I'd like to just open it up to any board members that might have any questions about the tentative budget, but we haven't had any board members reach out with any questions, or the budget committee has been privy to this and went through it in detail as well.
Any questions from the board that we had a chance to go over this, as the chief's mentioned, you know, several times and had several months to go over this? We really appreciate just what's gone into here and what this is, but still an opportunity to flush things out.
The staff will be recommending, by statute, we pass the tentative budget tonight. Looking forward to the final budget in June. As you're aware, I don't want to get sidetracked, but we haven't got certified tax rates. We anticipate, I know Mayor Shepherd said that valuations, they went up during the year and then they kind of went back down to where they were. So I hear a rumor we're about even where we were last year. That's what we're anticipating. And if that's the case, we'll be recommending to accept the certified rate this year.
Kind of last chance in this section right now for any questions on the budget. If not, we'll go ahead and we can move on to going over the budget amendments, and none of these should be surprises, but just kind of a recap of some of the unanticipated costs we had this year and what that's looking at dollar amount.
As far as the budget amendment, we're working with our treasurer. We'll be working this throughout this month, and the board's been made aware we definitely have to do a budget amendment for wages. They're coming in really close. We're going to have to adjust for that, and definitely vehicle maintenance, which we've been making the board aware of all this year. And we're currently catching up with that vehicle maintenance, and then as you're aware, in the tentative budget, we've actually budgeted and accordingly to anticipate possibly those costs in future years and putting away some money to do that. So there's a couple other small line items due to the big employee turnover we had this last year, which, by the way, has slowed down. We might need to move a little money into uniform allowance because of all the extra uniforms that we had to buy. But these little line items are minimal compared to in the amendment.
With that, you're talking budget amendments, for some reason, just jogged my mind. Would you mind, Chief, just jumping back into the tentative for just a second and just go back over, we were talking about yesterday, and just put that up to the board as far as just the timing on some of the triggers on getting that system ordered?
Just to make sure that the board understands on that. So on the tentative budget, I just wanted to bring you up to date. So you know the exhaust capturing systems that we have down here that hang down and they capture the exhaust directly. That's antiquated now. With the new technology and the new motors and that, we don't have to do that way anymore. So in the new fire station, we have air scrubbers that just up in the ceiling. You don't have to have those pipes hang down and hook onto the engines. So in doing our homework, me and Chief Williams, speccing the air scrubbers that go up in the new station, we want to spec the same ones to come down in here, which are in the tentative budget for down here to replace this system so both stations are the same. And we needed to choose a manufacturer called AirHawk. They're made in the United States, and the filters are maintained local here. You have to replace once a year. So in order to do that, we need to place an order. We have that in this tentative budget. We find our capital. Anyway, in our capital, right here, we have this vehicle exhaust upgrade. That was budgeted for this station down here. So timing-wise, I just need to go ahead and order that. They're like 8 weeks out, 6 weeks out, so it wouldn't be installed or paid for till after July 1 anyway. But that's one thing that I would like to go ahead with the tentative budget to at least order them. We don't have to. And I've talked with the vendor, and we have no commitment before July. It won't be, nothing will be installed, nothing before that.
Well, and to your point on that as well, the timing on this one coincides with anticipated installation on the brand new stations and the construction guidelines or timetables that they have for July. So it's not even so much just that we need an 8-week lead to put it, you know, take care of here. It's, you know, there's some. Makes sense to do both stations at the same time, and so to line up with the anticipated install at the new 42, it would be prudent to get that order now. But I want the board to be aware of that, and if there's any reservations, let us know. In the same way we addressed with getting health insurance open enrollment underway, where this would be green lighting this under a tentative budget format. So, any concerns about getting that ordered and in the pipeline so that matches Hogan's timeline?
Just like to add to this, just for gee whiz, if you're not aware, these have CO sensors and particulate sensors. So it's an automatic system for cancerous, you know, it protects our firefighters and makes the station NFPA compliant. It senses when you turn on a vehicle, it senses those particulates and automatically starts scrubbing air. It also clean, if they come back from a structure fire before they wash their gear, if their gear or any of the equipment is off-gassing any of these carcinogenic gases, it's automatically scrubbing them, which the board I know has been very supportive of that type of stuff. So.
And all the filters and the maintenance for those, you said that's all local.
Yeah.
We'll be able to pick those up locally.
Yeah, it's actually Team Mechanical out of Kaysville. They replace the filters and Well, we actually could do it if we had a scissor lift. We could replace the filters, but the charcoal filters are replaced here locally, and the other product, which was called Airmation, wasn't built in the USA, which that would be okay, but the filters for that were way expensive. So it could have been done, but it would be really difficult to have two stations with two different. I'd like to keep them lined up.
And that's my point. It makes sense that we do that, but we want to make sure in effort for cost that, as you stated, we don't have to order filters from some other country or whatever. And that was just my question, my concern as well.
Yeah, this AirHawk, just so you're aware, is a very, like Layton has them in all their stations. It's a pretty local thing across the U.S., so.
Okay, well, it sounds like you guys have a go-ahead to get that ordered. I'm understanding that's still under tentative, but I haven't heard any objections to just getting that in the pipeline so that we've got it, hopefully, for summer. Anything else on budget amendments?
That's the only few things I had. We're going to go through it with a fine-tooth comb. But the big hitters are wages and vehicle maintenance.
We've been chasing all year.
Yeah.
Who has that fun item? Feels like that would be your item.
I do. Okay. So, the state officially will adopt the 2021 International Fire Code, and we need to have the board, we're just notifying the board that that's something we'll need to do in June, so we're just notifying the board. A little back history behind it, the code resets every 3 years where the state will adopt the new code, so it'll be 2020. I know it seems kind of weird that it's backdated. Right now we're currently in the 2018 edition, so that will be something we'll need to bring up in June and get approved. Part of that is they have appendices inside the fire, the fire code. Those appendices have to do with fire apparatus access and different things like that. So that's, you'll see some jurisdictions not adopt it, and then where they'll have up their own city ordinance. My recommendation is that we adopt the International Fire Code 2021 as a full set. Also, typically what happens is the state will come out with amendments. And that automatically, there's changes that the state will make, and that's not something that has to be adopted, but it's something we just need to consider that. The state has amendments, the International Fire Code, and the appendices will have to adopt in June.
Is there a legal hierarchy as far as one superseding the other? So if the state of Utah were to say, I know NFPA says this, we
the state does.
Okay, so state trumps?
Yep. So what happens is I'll get a lot of documents I have to insert into the fire code, and everything I have to scratch out, it replaces it. They're minor things, and then there's the R code, which has to do with daycares, commercial daycares. We do those as well. So that's something we'll have to look at in June to get approved.
A great example of that is these communities that have interface, like some cities, how they're going to require sprinklers in homes that are in the Forest Service BLM interface. You know, they can adopt those codes.
Yeah, but that's
not an acronym. Walk me through interface. I hear that thrown around when we have BLM and proximity to something like that.
Oh, so the whole Wasatch Front there that borders any of the Forest Service land or BLM land,
okay,
or the BLM land that's out here at the lake,
okay,
is interface with our city.
All right. Okay.
So it could, that the fire could travel from there
to there. Okay. So it's just like fire travel of like, you're in the line of fire, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like all of California, almost.
If it's a windy day.
Yeah.
So the BLM, does BLM have different codes as well that you have to take into account as well? So you've got state, federal.
That's actually called the BLM. The WUI code.
The WUI.
The WUI code.
The Wildland Urban Interface, so.
I want a shirt that says that on it.
I probably should have brought that up.
But that's, no, that's not something, yeah, we're just talking about having the authority, and actually it talks about permits, the fire code in its whole is something I think we need to adopt as a board and do that next month, so. That's all.
Yeah, Yeah, I just want to get like the full, yeah.
I mean, we adopt, the board adopted the last one. I believe don't the cities adopt the building code?
Yeah, so all your cities will be adopting the IBC, the mechanical code, when they come to reset. So just like the NFP documents, this year is up for the, and the IBC is typically on the same as the IFS, International Building Code and International Fire Code typically are the same. You'll see a lot of intertwined with the building code and the fire code. So they typically reset the same year. So.
Okay, well, this is one of those areas where I think collectively, we're going to go with your recommendation.
Okay.
We have that much expertise to be like, you know, I actually have a different opinion.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Well, I appreciate the update on that. Do you know when, I mean, June is coming right here, but like, is there like a purchase we have to make as far as like a whole new set of something? Or is
I've already bought the books based upon the budget I had last year. So the books have been bought, ready to go. I just got to tab them up and we'll have them ready for July 1. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Okay. Anything from those three left over? If not, we are ready to roll in the policy. Cool. Okay. We are now officially into, and actually we're not too bad far. Okay. Off of our policy meeting then at 6:30 then. Go ahead and call that part officially to order, and we'll have Nancy offer give us an inspirational thought and lead us in the pledge.
I found this today. I thought this was really appropriate, especially for me, because I'm not the best at time management. But the bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. So you control where your time is used and where it's wasted and where. I just thought that was perfect. I mean, especially this week. This is great. It made it work for me. So it was actually given, his name is Michael Altshuler. He's an inspirational speaker and an entrepreneur. And I thought he probably knows how much time he's wasted on things that are not necessary. So, and how often we forget to spend enough time on the things that really matter. So just keep that as we go through the week and we get to spend time with our families and everything. And this is the next. Not this weekend, but the following weekend, with it being Memorial Day weekend. Really remember, you know, spending time with the families and going down and showing respect for those that have passed. So, with that said, I would like everybody to please stand and repeat after me the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Well, as always, we appreciate having you guys here. Anything you'd like to say? I mean, come on, you're here. You took the time to come in civilian clothes on a Thursday night. I welcome your comments.
I'll speak real quick. I don't know if it's appropriate here, but he and I, we had a meeting with our crew last night, and we were talking about the board and some of the things that both chiefs are doing, and we were relaying like all of the how well you two, the board versus, I guess I shouldn't say versus, but the board interacts with the two chiefs and how well that's going. And It was neat to see our crew be able to see a side of that it's not the board versus the chiefs or anything like that. And they were very excited to hear how supportive you guys are to us. So thank you for that. You guys are doing an excellent job. The chiefs are doing a great job. So keep it up. Thank you.
We appreciate that. I say tonight is just tentative and we have yet to vote, but I'm excited about the changes, especially in personnel that this means. I mean, this is a big year for that. And just a little bit of a shift as far as how we budget. You guys remember when we came in and talked to the crews back in October about the challenges, and we had a conversation like we've had in, I think, everybody's city about that teeter-totter, having a ton in reserve, but you can't use it for operations, and maybe it was time to start shifting that a little bit and see if we could balance that risk. And so I'm encouraged by the flexibility that has allowed us while maintaining the tax rate. And not having to hit everybody else, because again, you'll hear me rant about eggs. It's not what it's not. And to all of you who are going to be on the course on Saturday, I'm not sure if you guys are part of the lucky ones or just members of your crew. I know we're a little smaller than originally signed up, but good luck Saturday. So, okay. And just know that from here on out, if you're going to be here, I'm going to ask you to comment. If you're a citizen, you're going to comment. Our next item then is consideration of approval of the minutes from the April 24th meeting. We appreciate those went out to everybody in advance of this meeting. Then get a chance to review them. Any concerns or substantive changes that you'd like to bring up at this time? Okay, hearing no concern, I'd like to move to approve those as drafted.
I've had an opportunity to review those minutes, and I make that we approve the minutes from April 24th, 2023, Board of Trustees.
Thank you. We have a motion from Scott and a second from Nancy. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, those were approved unanimously. Next item then is consideration of the approval of the bills for April 2023. Any backstory on that? You guys have all, as always, had the itemized and things like that. Any questions from the board or any just commentary from anyone from the administration? Money came in.
I'll just add the check signers will notice this. We're going through a phase where we're cutting large amounts of money for draws on the building.
And there was nothing exciting in this one. This was absolutely mundane. I was so disappointed.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
And it's going to start coming in monthly like that. But we're on top of it, and it's the work is being completed. And that doesn't get approved until the work's completed and Blaylock signs off on it, so.
But just for you guys to know, we're seeing checks now come through on the station, and it's like 208,000.
560,000.
And I'm just like signing this like, I can spend people's money like champ. Or my favorite was signing the contract on the engine for 1.7.
1.6, yeah.
1.6 million. So, yeah, and so I'm like, sure, why not, you know? So it's... No, but it's...
I was shaking. I thought I was going to tell my wife and have her because she wouldn't have a problem.
But I handed it to Mayor Vincent the first time, and I was like, hey, can you sign this check real quick? And he looked at this, and I'm like, for real?
Yeah.
I have a hard time at the grocery store paying for that. I'm like, this is fine. So... But it's exciting to see that. If you guys have not driven by the station yet and have seen the walls coming up, that's pretty cool to see. So at least those checks are going towards something pretty cool, but it's just kind of like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Quick aside. Okay. Any other than comments then or concerns on the bills that were itemized and provided for you in advance for April? Hearing no request to comment, I would recommend a motion to that one, to that item.
Move to approve the North Davis Fire District bills for April 2023.
I'll second.
Second. Okay, thank you. I'm going to give that one to Annette. We have a motion then from the room. And then a second from Annette. Thank you, Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Thank you. Financial report.
I'll just run over a couple things. We're still on target. Ambulance. Is on target, but it's a little bit slower because there's a problem across the state with Medicaid's software. It's not an NDFT problem. It's, and all the fire chiefs are complaining. It's money owed to us. We're going to get it, but the state is trying to get their act together with this new software, and so it's delayed a little bit, but we're keeping a close eye on it.
I just wish the state would employ the same rules when that happens.
Right. And pay us
patients, but no penalties or anything.
And pay us interest, and yeah. Other than that, we're looking on budget with property tax fee and lieu. We're well above impact fees, and just a couple things to point out. I had highlighted here was the employee wages, of course, and vehicle maintenance that we're going to address next month. So other than that, we're on target.
Okay. Any concerns from the board about the financial report or where we are tracking number-wise this close to the end of this year? Seeing no discussion, hearing no discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the financial report from North Davis Fire District.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion from Nancy and a second from Vern. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Okay. And any opposed? Okay. and to the Grand Haven Mall. The consideration of approval of resolution 2023 R-05, which would be the adoption of our tentative budget for the coming fiscal year. Any final questions or lingering concerns? Okay, and we'll go ahead and open. Let's see, there's a public hearing on this, so I'm going to open the public hearing. Sounds cool as a gavel. Is there anyone here that would like to make a formal comment on the proposed tentative budget for the North Davis Fire District? And this is just a double check that no comments have been received online or any public comment that's come in through other sources.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Seeing no public comment, I move to close the public hearing.
Thank you. We have a motion from Vern and a second from Nancy to close the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay, public hearing for that item has closed. We'll go ahead and move right into action on that. Someone put forth a motion to that item.
Having had plenty of opportunities to review the tentative budget for fiscal year 2024, I move that we approve resolution 2023 R-05 and adopt that budget.
Second. Thank you. We have a motion from Scott and a second from Mayor Madsen. This is a roll call vote. Scott.
Yes.
Mayor Madsen.
Yes.
Annette.
Yes.
Vern.
Aye.
Nancy?
Yes.
The yeses have it.
Okay, and aye for me as well. Okay. That's the unanimous adoption then of the tentative budget. We appreciate your support and again all of the work that has gone into getting us to this point. We will take final action on that next month. Item number 9 is discussion and consideration of setting a public hearing date for the following two items. One is the adoption of a property rate for the North Davis Fire District with a proposed hearing date of June 15th. And the second would be the adoption of our formal budget for FY24 on that same date. So any concern from the board? Again, this is statutorily required, so it kind of, you know, removes some of that discussion possibility there. But Missy, do you need a formal just head count on that, or just a motion on that?
Just a motion.
Okay.
A motion, yeah.
Okay. Then if someone would do so.
Having reviewed the tax rate and the budget for fiscal year 2024 in the Board of Trustees work session. Taking all that into consideration, we move to set a public hearing for the dates as listed. Tax rate for North Davis Fire District, June 15, 2023, and the North Davis Fire District budget for fiscal year 2024, also at the date of June 15, 2023.
Thank you. We have a motion from Scott. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion from Scott and a second from Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And any opposed? Thank you. Both of those items will be so noticed then on June 15th, 2023. The Chiefs reports.
Okay, just a couple. One thing while you were talking about dates, me and Misty were looking. Myself and Chief Williams have an executive leadership class that we will not be here in our during our August meeting. However, the board could choose to reschedule that, or we may not need an August meeting. Something for the board to consider if they like.
So we'll just tentatively plan to make the call on that in July, but
yeah.
Right now I already need new information that may just be a good one to allow, you know, a summer recess of sorts and resume regular business in September.
Just a quick, Station 42 is moving along, like Chair said. They're pouring the last bay floor tomorrow, and all the flat work will be done, and steel is going up. The dorms are starting to take shape, and they're starting to put steel up over the... I lost my train of thought. The training room, and more steel is being delivered. And they're finishing up on the storm drain system that connects in with the city on the west side. Just for your info, I took some pictures. I'll get them to the board, but I call it Stonehenge, but there's like an 8-foot by 8-foot foundation under each one of those pillars.
Under each one.
They were really afraid that they were going to tip over, I guess. They actually had to have another jackhammer come out and to bust that up to get that out. But anyway, the station's moving along fine, and behind the scenes, me and Chief Williams, spent some time. We've been specking out appliances, doing all the work behind the scenes so we can be ahead of it. So that's exciting. We meet weekly or bi-weekly on that. Dispatch, I seen it on Sunset's notice. Dispatch update for us is, you know, we're joining, the district is going to join Layton in interlocal agreement with Clearfield also doing that, and it's been pushed around October-ish, the actual stand-up date on that. However, the fire chiefs, along with the police chiefs, but also in a separate group, have been meeting, and that's going really well. We have, at the same time, you guys might be familiar with, Utah Communications Authority doing all the different changes, and everybody's switching over. All the fire chiefs are on, across the county are on the same page with channels and playing in the same sandbox together. So I think it's going to be an easy transition. Clearfield right now, I've been talking with Chief Bennett and JJ. They're working on their interlocal, which is way more in depth with Layton City than what the North Davis Fire Districts will be. But as soon as they kind of get that dialed in, they're going to give us a template, and we won't need quite the language that Clearfield needs, and the board will be looking to engage with that interlocal agreement with Layton at that time. We already talked about the AirHawk. I had that on here. We have filed for our .gov domain. There's some extra hoop, I think, Chair. There's some extra hoops we have to jump through just to get the .gov domain, but we're working towards that. And then I just wanted to, I don't know if you board members didn't know, but we had another terrible industrial accident out at Americold, and the guys did a great job given the situation that it was taken. First of all, it took them quite a time to get to that patient, and you're talking 20 degree freezer. They applied the tourniquet, and they gave him the best chance that he possibly could have had. Unfortunately, we lost that patient. It was terrible. But Chief Williams, I think you made sure that we reached out to Americold and that their employees were being taken care of, and it's just really unfortunate. But other than that, go ahead, Chief.
Okay. I'll just go down. I got 5 items. I'm going to hit on staffing, vehicle maintenance, some mental wellness, and then a fire marshal report. And then, like always, I like to brag about our firefighters, so that will come at the end. So staffing, we just filled the last full-time position, and I'm pleased to announce that Chief Hadley's son came out number one on the test. What's remarkable about this, about Logan, he's really new. I didn't see this coming, and Chief Hadley, it's nothing against your son, but we typically hire someone who's new, and we give them time to get their certifications, to get acclimated to the firefighting world, and then you like to have somebody come in, test you, who's got more experience. Logan, he did phenomenal on the testing. And you may be asking yourself, well, who was in the process? We actually had to remove Chief Hadley out of, he's part of the process. He's part of the testing committee we have. We removed him, replaced him. And actually, sometimes there's a lot more pressure put on you because, number one, you're a firefighter's son. Number two, you work here. So really pleased with Logan, and he even backed it up on a fire we had the same time this emergency was going on. A fire busted out at one of the storage facilities at the park. Is it Fisher Park?
Right. Fisher Park, yeah.
So just super proud of him, and we're really excited to have him. He's doing phenomenal. So it was a real cool moment when we actually promoted him. We called in his dad. That doesn't happen very often. So really pleased with that. So that means we're fully staffed up to this time with our firefighters full-time. We also fulfilled four vacancies with part-timers. Logan will now create another spot because he's come from the part-time staff. Part of those part-timers, we did a test. We hired one, her name was Portia. She comes from Farmington. She's went tested for full-time. She's awesome, young and eager. We're great to have her, so that's exciting. And then we hired two with experience. One guy, he comes with, I think, like 9 years experience as a part-timer, and another one with a lot of experience. They're both paramedics, and so we're getting some experience. And so exciting, we're pretty much fully staffed for now, and I know that can change month to month, but really pleased with the staffing and what we're doing with that. Vehicle maintenance, I know we've talked about this with Truck 42. Last month we talked about going ahead with the repairs. They've already scheduled the time for us to get the ladder portion tested. That has to be tested, so that will be coming here, I think, very shortly, where they test all the functions of the ladder. As soon as that gets done, it heads down to Sims Barton for all those other repairs. Truck 41, we have it listed on govdeals.com for $75,000. The number that Sims Barton gave us wasn't as accurate, you know, which is typical. So we do have it listed right now for $75,000. Ambulance 411 has been sold to New Harmony for $15,000. They're coming to get it, according to Chief Ecraft, next week. So that's good news. Any questions on any other of the vehicles? I think that brings us up to speed on everything that's going on. So I don't know where we're at on special ops, but
I'm assuming. Special ops, we're just finishing up. We're getting close. It'll be put into service this summer. It's moving along good. In fact, probably maybe our June or July meeting, we'll take the board out and show the board to.
Okay. Mental wellness, I just wanted to bring this up. We're starting we do it twice a year where they do individual sit downs, or I don't know if that's the right wording, Misty, but they sit down with Jeff, and that will be starting, is it next week?
Yeah, we call them check-ins.
Check-ins, yeah. So that will be starting, again, it's super important to me. He came today and did a little presentation to the group, and I just explained to him, we had a chiefs meeting down in Park City, and they went through, even as chiefs, the PTSD that we carried from our calls and then added to being chiefs, and it was really beneficial for me. I'm not saying that I've struggled with it, but I have and didn't recognize it. And so I think this is really important, the steps that we're taking to provide this mental wellness. What we're finding is how all of us regulate dealing with the stress. And if you can imagine two bars being set, in the middle is how you regulate your normal happiness day to day. Well, firefighters come above that typically because of what we do, right? When you respond, you go to this certain peak. And that's what we get accustomed to, being that peak. And when you go home, it's a struggle because you want to be in that same. So an extra step that we thought would be beneficial is to do a presentation with the spouses. And what we're trying to do here is have the spouses, significant others, family members, whoever they decide to bring, understand when the firefighter comes home, what's going on, and explain when you see anger, which goes into typically a fight or flight syndrome. And us firefighters like to be in the fight syndrome. We don't typically want to run away. You see us going to it. So we're going to do this June 8th, but I thought I had today, and I talked to this Misty and Chief Ecraft, is invite you all there. I think it's important you're there if you can make it, to kind of see what we're going through, what spouses go through, and I just think we're really doing a lot of good things, being really proactive. Jeff talked about today how he went with several experiences that he shared where certain firefighters have tried to commit suicide or hurt themselves in a certain way. And because they're able to talk to somebody, it de-escalated that and they got help. And another thing we've done is we've created the peer support team, and that's something we haven't had. So we have six members, and that's what part of the grant that we got is going towards, training our firefighters so at least somebody can maybe have a sense of awareness that someone is struggling. So I'm really proud of it, that we're really moving in a great direction. So if you can open your calendars June 8th at that night, We'd really love to have you there, and I think it would help you understand what we experience, especially the firefighters behind me. And that call and several calls that they go on, I think will help you come to a better understanding as well. So,
time.
What's that? Do we have a time on that? Is it 6?
6:30.
We'll provide dinner.
Could you please send us that invitation,
yeah. But it was what was crazy, like, I've gone through my whole career, and there's been no education at all. So a lot of the stuff that I experienced with my own issues, it all made sense, and it never made sense before. I just thought I was an angry or was dysfunctional, and now I understand where some of it came from. So just having an awareness to that and providing that to our firefighters and their families is really going to go a long way. So we hopefully can make it, and I think it'd give you a real eye-opening, because I know it did for me. So.
I lost a brother-in-law that was a firefighter to suicide, so I think this is fantastic. They didn't have that, so I definitely want to make sure I can have it.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Did you guys try and tough it out?
Yeah, and you struggle, and you care, and then pretty soon something cracks. So we welcome to come, and hopefully we have a great turnout from our firefighters. We hope they take advantage of it. So. Lastly, to the fire marshal report, not a lot to talk about, but the open burn does end May 31st. The system that we introduced with the internet and the way we did it has worked out phenomenal. I've had no issues with any of the agriculture burns. All the farmers, some don't like it. They don't like to come in and fill it out. And I don't remember who it was, but we did it for them. They don't see why we have to do this, but it's been fine. And I think it's just they did it one way 30 years, 40, 50 years ago, and it's just different. But it's been really good. We've had really few issues at all. And as far as the recreational burns, again, just a few hiccups here and there. People burn in plastic and debris, but it's been really flawless. We had a fire watch going on at Chandler Gardens. Their main broke. So they've had a fire watch going for 2 weeks, and they've got to go 10 feet down underneath the building. Like, it's a huge mess. So they've got a fire watch in place right now going on for that. They thought it'd be like 4 days, and it's pretty bad. So other than that, it's just kind of, what's that?
It's like the worst place to have it. I mean, you have like non-ambulatory and people that genuinely need care, and you're like.
The good thing is this, they have 24-hour pretty much people up 24 hours. That's where it gets a little sketchy, is where you don't know if anyone's up and about. So they, with the nursing staff, it's pretty safe. And again, hopefully they can evacuate if they need to, but, right? So other than that, it's continuing with the construction. A lot of finals are happening. Second State Apartments is about to be finaled. It's just really busy. We had that fire the other day. We believe that was a human-caused fire. So, set from the outside eave, I did the investigation. I think they took the lighter to a bird's nest and burned the roof off, but significant damage to the roof. And then lastly, I just want to talk about training. I really want to thank all of our battalion chiefs, Chief Halley and Youngberg. We're making a lot of incredible strides to improve our training. One of those is the fire chief, Halley's created an ADO. That's an apparatus that's driving a truck. What's it stand for, Chief Halley?
ADO?
Yeah.
Apparatus driver operator.
Yeah, anyway, I brain fart. But we've created some in-house stuff that's really helping our fires train, because part of the challenge when we hire these young firefighters, this is the dilemma we're in. They don't quite have their certs, and so it takes a lot of work on all the firefighters, chiefs, captains, to get them where they need to be. But we're making some really great internal strides to get our people where we need to have them. Part of those is we get these old houses that they're getting their firefighters in and doing evolutions over and over and over. The challenge with that is, and this is where we're doing really well, is we're reaching out to other departments that have to come train with us, but also cover us. This is where staffing becomes a problem. If you take a station, so station 41 or 42, and you take the crew, and you get all your turnouts on, you got hose lines pulled out, you got fake smoke going, you got the evolution going, and you get busted out on a call. It's not good training. And so we're working through that, but that's where this, what you're approving coming in July, is really going to help supplement. We can take more time and train, because it's really important we do that. EMS-wise, same thing. We're we started an in-service with Dr. Taylor, where he comes in and provides training. So we're really taking some great strides, and really, it's all because of our battalion chiefs, captains, and firefighters. So just super proud of that. And then lastly, I want to thank our firefighters. You know, hiring these firefighters means a lot to me. I sit them down and try to tell them how incredible it is that you're a firefighter and how proud I am of them. And these guys sitting behind me, I can't ask for better people than firefighters. The call they had today, a 500-pound-plus patient who they had to cut the wall out, and a disgusting call. I mean, I'm sure you've heard some of the details, but again, I'm going to brag about them. We got the best people, best firefighters, and proud to be their chief and just grateful for them. So, and then lastly, I want to thank Jamie and Misty and Amber for what they're doing. The streamline and the website that we have is working awesome. And it's really due to Jamie and what Misty does day to day. So, and Amber for her, the QAQI she's doing. So right now, man, this department is rolling really good, and this, the attitudes and morale, couldn't be better. So just super proud of all we're doing, and thanking the board for giving us the opportunity to do that. Other than that, that's all I have.
That one thing that me and Chief Williams, we went to Park City to a state chief's conference, and we found, just talking with other chiefs, Layton, South Davis Metro, we're not alone. Like, they have a turnover that's huge, like 50% of their people, of new people. So the struggle is everywhere. It's great that we have this young blood and we're training them all, but you can't train them fast enough because and South Davis Metro and Layton, I know all the other agencies are dealing with the same thing.
I will say this, and Jamie, you can help me. We're getting sometimes 3 to 5 applicants a week. Like, I don't know what's happening, but the word is spreading that we're an awesome department. And I'm not sure how it's getting spread, if it's our firefighters talk, because they do talk a lot. But we're getting a lot of applicants that we're turning down right now. So it's just a test to, there's a good vibe about the North Davis Fire, just what we do, the leadership here, the board, all of it. And it's proven by, there's a lot of applicants coming. We had, Jamie, we have 9 apply. We had to turn some down away or on the full-time test. So, yeah. So, thank you.
Before the end of Member City Staff, just my appreciation for the crew that responded to Elder Hettinger's Benson, a little over a week ago, Sunday. That's my neighborhood, and my son was just released from that mission. And so to have it right there, that close, someone we knew, it was awful right there.
Sad.
But at the police banquet a couple days ago, and I don't know if it's made it to NDFD yet. Not, it probably will. But the head of security and missionary services, gentleman from the LDS Church, reached out with a letter of just appreciation for those who were involved in that incident, acknowledging that there was incredible police and medical care that gave that young elder every opportunity. Unfortunately, his injuries were just so severe. But just saying, just their appreciation that they're really genuine. There was nothing that could have been done at that point after just an awful, awful accident. So my appreciation there is that one was really, really, really close to home. So appreciation on that one. Member city updates, rather than asking, since we are mayorless, which is hilarious.
We have one.
Oh, man, that's a thing. I was like, because I'm looking down the dais.
Well, I was just going to say, Mayor Mattson, do you mind if I share something real quick for the member city?
Yeah, as I say, like, I know there's stuff going on, yeah.
Right. Do you mind, Mayor, if I share? Okay, I will. I think that's approval. First off, I think a reflection of what's going on in the department with the people that I've communicated with or talked with is all a reflection of their management and administrative team. You gentlemen create the atmosphere that makes these people want to bust their butts for you. You know, you gentlemen have created programs, have done things that make it so that people do want to be here. So While we recognize our firefighters and the awesome job they do, and I was here and saw some of the testing when you were testing for the new hires, and that was, I saw a couple of guys as big as me going up that ladder, and I thought, holy cow, that's, I don't know if I could do it, let alone with a tank on my back and in full gear. That was really something to watch. So commended for those people, commended to our firefighters, but remember, you gentlemen and ladies are the reason that we are so successful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The other part is, we're going to invite you all to sunset days this year, but not to protect us from our own fireworks display. We're going to invite you guys because last week we voted on a new laser show.
Cool.
If you haven't driven by the Sunset Junior High, the place where we normally set up our fireworks demonstration that makes it all legal for all the yardages and everything you have to be able to shoot those off, is currently under construction to build a brand new junior high school. And I tried to find a million places where we could squeeze something in to still get them off because I'm old school and I wanted big balls of fire. However, we had a choice. We had do no fireworks, or some very gracious people came up with a new idea for a laser show. So we hired a company to come in. If you guys want to be a part of the first laser show on the Wasatch Front for the 4th of July, we'd like to welcome you all, not to save us from ourselves, but just to be participants.
We will be there.
It's going to be awesome. Like I said, I'm old school, and I wanted things to blow up and be really loud, but I guess the music and stuff that comes with this is going to be incredible. But I appreciate Deputy Chief and the work that he, some of the information that he provided me when I was trying to squeeze it in between the school and the park and the barns and all this stuff. But it just wasn't going to be feasible. So we did vote on that. It's going to be awesome, and we'd like you to be a part of it. Anybody who wants to come can, of course. But normally you guys are there in support of us, but this time we'd just like you to come in at one time. So, unless Mayor Madison or Nancy has something to share, that's all I got.
Just something small.
Okay.
We finished our Veterans Park. I know you guys have probably saw it when you were in the meeting and everything, but we finished the Veterans Park, and we're actually dedicating it this Saturday. And if you're available and like to come, you're more than welcome to come. The park is gorgeous. I mean, I took a picture of it last night, so I showed it on the second time, and I was like, cool. But we got our last flagpole moved in, and there'll be a water feature flowing and everything. So we will have a flag ceremony at 11 o'clock. Then we will have some military vehicles there to do the flag ceremony for us. And a couple of our residents will be helping, military residents will be helping raise that flag. One of our council members, it's not Scott, I think they get disappointed, but he's going to be singing as well the national anthem for us. So it's definitely a city involved function. So, if you want to make it there, it'll be 11 o'clock.
What time is that?
11 o'clock on Saturday. It won't be a long ceremony. I want to keep it short, so I want to keep people in the park and enjoying the park. Because it is really, I walked it several times preparing for this, and it is really a cool place. I went to Layton's as well in the process of all this. I don't know what it is about walking on that ground at those parks, but there's something about it. Ours is even dedicated. It's very sacred feeling, very peaceful. So I get emotional thinking about it, which is stupid, I know, but you're more than welcome.
Yeah, we'd like to send a crew up there that day for sure.
11 o'clock is where it'll start.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Vern, can I put you on the spot to talk about planes, possible placement of a plane?
Oh, sure.
I talked to the chief about it, but talk to us about planes.
Okay, yeah. Well, Clearfield has embraced the concept of being a military city. Closely tied to the Hill Air Force Base and built, you know, it's been an ALC, Air Logistics Center, for decades supporting aircraft maintenance and supplies. So we thought coming up with a concept of planes, much like we did Buffalo, Ogden did
horses,
so we're doing planes. So we're buying, how many, I forgot. 10 or 11 planes of three different molds that we're going to start placing strategic places around the city. So that's a big emphasis. It was probably credit Mayor Shepherd for having the vision to drive this. So we're hoping to see that up and down State Street, Main Street over the next year or so. But once we buy the molds will be available and we can continue to add to our repertoire over the coming years. We think it's going to be a real cool addition to the city.
Sweet.
So the reason I brought it up, besides just, you know, it'll add a visual component to downtown. Like I say, Ogden's got the horses, Clinton has, you know, flowers, you have the Thistleby or something, besides the parking, is one of the places that was identified is at some of our key intersections is having, you know, one, you know, like Kitty and one of the spots that makes sense to do that is up at City Hall. So it'd be like right in front of the library and then right in front of this really cool new building going up right there on the plaza with the flagpoles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it would be something, I don't know, I was talking to the chief, I don't know technically who owns the land or the campus or who has the easements or any of that kind of stuff, but more than anything, just as a professional courtesy, it would be kind of the blessing of NDFD that just, you know,
And my reaction was automatically yes, and let's get together and
be fun. So we'll figure out who owns the spot, the right of way, the I don't know. I feel like there's three different people who've got their hands right there, but it would be something that would go in there. And it's like Bird said, it's the city is going to bankroll the first round of them, but businesses, entities, groups can sponsor them. So we would hope we'll have a bunch of participation from the base. From the different squadrons and the, you know, even at Freeport, I mean, you've got
ATK,
you know, all of that kind of stuff. I'd love to see coolers planted on as something on a plane or something. So
anyway. It just strikes me that KC-135, because they use those for wildfire suppression.
Yeah.
There was a long session with so much planes.
Yeah, we could put a helicopter
there. Yeah. So it'll be over. Anyway, anything else? If not, I will accept a motion to adjourn.
So be it. I make a motion we adjourn.
Oh, come on.
I'll second.
Thank you. We're done. That one always surprises me. I'm like,
thank you.
Anything else? Clearly.
Thank you.